hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That, don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with seed? Yeah, truth. Every time I step in a booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free. The truth. Every time I step in a booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail.
Welcome to the wake up call, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. My girl fussing him.
Won't you change your life? I'm thinking.
I want to start tonight by touching on a couple of current events in the news today. The first thing I want to touch on is, I don't know if you've heard, I think it just happened within the last few hours, Steve Jobs passed away. Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, he was in a struggle with pancreatic cancer. The last few times we saw him, he was really not looking too well. He was looking really, really, really skinny. If you remember, he actually just gave up his position as chairman of Apple, and he said that, you know, when it was time that his health would no longer let him do the job properly, he would pass it on. And he has done that too. I believe the guy's name is Tim Cook. Was that his name? That was only a month or two ago. And it seems today that Steve Jobs has passed on. Steve Jobs is, to many people, they'd consider him a great innovator. A lot of people love his products. Me personally, I think they're overpriced pieces of crap, most of them. I do like the computers. The Macs are nice, but I had an iPhone. I couldn't stand it compared to a Droid. I don't like, I never had an iPod. I know a lot of you people do. I always just like the regular MP3 players myself. I found it a lot easier just to, you know, have everything compatible, be able to switch songs in and out and not have to swap out your iTunes. I never understood the hoopla behind that. But anyways, Steve Jobs has passed on. So we will not be hearing from him anymore. And what else? This other thing I wanted to talk about. It is about the electric bills. I saw a report in RT today that they expect and we knew this was coming, but they expect electric bills to go up as much as 88% over the next couple of years. 88% they're going to go up. There's a few areas in Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky. They've gone up over like 150% over the last couple of years. And all the major electric companies, you can bet whichever one you have is one of them, I'm sure. There's like 16 of them. They pretty much seem to be a monopoly. At least that is around where I'm at. We only have one choice. So you can't go to anybody else. We have National Grid, and that's it. You don't have another choice. Well, all the electric companies are asking the government if they can now add surcharges of up to 10% to tack on to all their customers. And, you know, that's really going to hurt everybody. I mean, everybody's already feeling it. Everybody's already feeling it with the gas, with the heat. The electric's already high enough. I know my electric bill right now, I'm back in a house. I was in a little apartment for a little while. Now that I'm back in a house, I imagine that, you know, next summer my electric bill is going to be a few hundred a month just to run the AC. And I heard Justin actually touch on it a little bit last show, and I talked about it my last time. You'll hear this name come up a lot. It's Nikola Tesla. Now, the reason you'll hear his name come up a lot is because he innovated so much technology, and he discovered a lot of things, and he basically everything he did is being suppressed. The whole thing with the electricity, we don't even need electric bills. There's technology out there that can harness electricity for free out of the air and out of the earth, and it gets brought into these things called Tesla coils, and all you would have to do is stick a rod on the ground and you would have electricity, and that's it. And what happened is he wanted to give free electricity to everybody in the world, so they basically burnt down his lab and blackballed him in the media. They've suppressed a lot of his technology until now. For people that know about HARP, HARP was built off of a lot of Nikola Tesla's papers. He designed that to actually, he wanted to knock like enemy aircraft out of the sky is what it was originally designed for. But then, you know, the U.S. government took it over and said, oh, we have a weapon now. Originally that was Tesla's, you know, that came from Tesla's ideas. Many other things. The alternating current in your house. You have your electricity in your house, the AC current. He discovered that. He discovered the induction motor. I'm pretty sure he discovered radio waves. I'd have to look into that. I'm not 100% sure about that. Another thing I saw today is drones. They are trying to put thousands and thousands of drones patrolling the U.S. skies, just patrolling the civilian airspace. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. And not just, on a ethical level of them, you know, being able to spy on you everywhere and track you everywhere you go. It's actually, like, physically dangerous. These things, they're known to have, be susceptible to radio interference, and they can literally fall out of the sky. If they're using these things over populated areas, they're just not deemed safe for that right now. Needless to say, that won't slow them down, and that's what they're going to want to do. It's all part of the police state. It's all part of the police state. In the last 10 years, the things that have happened in this country ever since 9/11, it's become one of the worst police states you see in the world. People don't want to come here from other countries anymore. Our reputation around the world is absolutely destroyed. If you hold your head high and say you're an American, and I know a lot of you do, and I'm still proud of my people in this country, but I'm not proud of the people leading it. They're actually a disgrace. It's a disgrace what's gone on in the last 10 years. And if everybody out there knew that all these laws that were being passed, all these regulations, all these violations to our civil liberties and, you know, to the Bill of Rights, all the spying on us, if they all knew how unwarranted this was, I really think we could turn it around. And that's why you'll always hear us talk about things like 9/11. Even though it's 10 years ago, you know, that's really the key to everything, because that's what kick-started this all. I mean, these things were going on for years and years, but I mean, the police state really got kicked into high gear from 9/11. There's a lot of reasons for it. You know, obviously, you know, the main reason being that people are afraid. People think that, you know, big, bad, scary men from caves with beards and turbans are going to make NORAD stand down all day and come attack them. That's just not the case. You know what I mean? You have a better chance of dying from getting stung by a bee or hit by a bolt of lightning than you do from a terrorist in this country. You really do. I mean, that's just the facts. And I just think that if people, if people would realize how much of a fraud September 11th was, you know, they wouldn't stand for any of this. They'd be all, everybody would be opposed to the wars. A lot of the people, you know, maybe they're not so much opposed to it, but they just go along with it. And the reason they go along with it is because they do think we were attacked. And it's understandable of them, even though it's kind of shallow for them not to even, you know, look into it and think about it. You know, they think we were attacked. They're scared. They don't want to be attacked. They think we were attacked by these people overseas, so we're out, preventing terrorism. But, you know, we're not preventing anything. If anything, we're causing terrorism. We are. We're over in other people's land, okay? We're occupying their land, and then when they fight back against invaders, right, we put them on TV and call them terrorists. Let me ask you something. What would you guys do if let's say China came over here with tanks and they were just rolling through the streets And, you know, on Chinese TV, you heard them say how they were over here with a peace effort, and it was humanitarian, and we were terrorists for fighting them back. It'd be a little ridiculous, wouldn't it? You would fight them back, though, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be a terrorist. You'd be a patriot. I mean, you'd be standing up for your land and your people, you know? And what do they expect people to do? What do they expect people to do when they're unjustly in their land? You know, like 90% of Afghan people don't even know what 9/11 is. You know that? They don't even know what it is. They just, all they know is we're over there and they hate us. And they should. I mean, they should hate us. You know, it's just like everything they've told us about everything has been a lie. I mean, 9/11 was a complete lie. The war in Iraq was a complete lie, okay? They knew he didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Cheney just had, you know, he was dead set on going in there. We know we had to go in there. It was this big plan that they've had for 30 years, and they plan on staying there for another 30 more, if not longer, okay? The whole thing with Libya, do you guys know that according to Russian satellite, Gaddafi was never spraying his people? Remember they said they had the Air Force out there, and Gaddafi was flying over with the Air Force and killing his own people, and that's why we were going over there, stop big bad Gaddafi from genociding his own people. You know, that's bogus. For the whole 3 months leading up to that, there was no flight by the Air Force anywhere near where this was supposed to be happening. There was no bullets marks on the ground, you know, nothing. There was none of it. It's just more staged incidents by them. We talked the other night about media fakery. We talked about Giffords and how that whole thing was faked. You know, things over there in Libya, too. Like, a lot of the times you'll see the footage of all these people, you know, rallying in the square, and there's, like, millions of people. A lot of that time, that's fake. They actually just make that up sometimes. That's just, like, digitized images on the computer. And that's the type of stuff they use for news all the time. Now, I want to get into something tonight. I wasn't really sure where we were going to go tonight. Honestly, 2 hours ago, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. Then I started looking through some of my old stuff. I started popping around on the internet a little bit, writing down some notes, and I came across an old story that I learned a while back, and I wasn't too sure about it, so I didn't really tell anybody because I wanted to have more legs to stand on, but I feel confident enough about to talk about this now. I want to bring it up. Now, we talk about the police state and them tracking everybody, right? And obviously, people know, you know, they track people through the internet. I mean, they're not stupid. Well, I'm going to tell you about a CIA project, okay, that they had back in 2003, okay? And it was a, what was the name of the project again? It was, National Venture Capitalism Association, okay? And they were overseen by the Central Intelligence Agency. And what their project was to data mine and to get as much information as possible, okay? Their job was to use the internet and find new innovative ways to use the internet and get as much information as possible on everybody, including, you know, where they are, where they're going, who they're with, you know, what airline they're using, what hotels they're staying in, you know, basically anything they could get on the background of these people, okay? And one of the two people that oversaw this, his name was James Breyer, okay? And he was actually the person, okay? I'm sure a lot of you people have seen the movie The Social Network, or if you haven't, maybe some of you have read a little bit on the history of Facebook. Well, there's a guy named Peter Thiel, and he gives Mark Zuckerberg $500,000, and that helps start up Facebook, okay? Well, what they don't show you in the movie was the second investment. The second investment that Mark Zuckerberg got was a very significant investment. Now, at the time, he's a Harvard student, you know. Obviously, you've got some money if you go into Harvard, but he's still a student, and I'm assuming he's, you know, he doesn't have millions and millions of dollars on his own, obviously. I mean, maybe his family does. And that's why he's out getting investment to start his company. And $500,000 is a pretty large sum, okay? But that's not all he got. Do you know that just a few months after that, he got an investment from James Breyer, the guy that was actually running this CIA operation to use the internet to data mine and get as much information on people as they can about where they are, who they're with, you know what I mean, what they're doing, what hotels they're staying in, what airlines they're using, what they like to do, what they listen to, what they watch on TV, all this stuff, okay? He was the guy in charge of that, along with two other people. One person was named Gilman Louis, and the other one was, I have it somewhere in my notes, Dr. Anita Jones, okay? And Dr. Anita Jones was actually the former director of research engineering for the U.S. Department of Defense and oversaw DARPA, okay? And DARPA is the research development arm of, like, the Defense Department. They are actually working on liquid metal robots, like, right now, like in Terminator 2, okay? And supposedly, I don't know if you heard some of the show the other night, supposedly in the early 70s, they were actually working on a time travel project. Now, you know, whether you believe that or not, they did just officially announce that they have a new technology that can analyze video in real time. Like, as things are happening, it's already being analyzed on the computer. That's rather interesting how they accomplish that. I'd like to see how that's done. Now, we don't want to get too far off on DARPA right now. We can get back to that after. But anyways, so this guy that's running the CIA operation to gather all this money gives $12.7 million, okay? That's what, 12, 24, that's 25 times more than the Peter Thiel investment. 25 times more than the $500,000, okay? They don't show you that in the movie, though. Comes directly from the guy that is in charge of this CIA data mining operation. And this is in late 2003. And then in 2004, boom, Facebook launches. I think, do you see what I'm getting at here? That's right. Facebook, okay, was actually this CIA data mining project. The Facebook is very much run by the CIA. And I remember a few months back, Julian Assange came out and said this. And, you know, people laughed at him. He said Facebook was an appalling spying machine. And it is. And, I mean, I use it. Everybody uses it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not out here saying boycott Facebook or anything like that. I'm just letting you guys know. So you know, I know people already know to be aware when they're posting and that, you know, police monitor it and stuff. Well, it's more than that. This was set up by the CIA. Now, listen how smart they are. These people really are smart sometimes. They get you to voluntarily give up this information. They don't even have to dig for it. Think about the information people give up on Facebook. They tell you where they are, who they're with. They actually tag people in posts now they've been doing for a few months. Oh, my God. I remember somebody tagged me in a post once. I was so furious. I'm like, what are you doing? And why would you do that? People check in, and they make these little clever little games like, I don't know, is it Foursquare or is that the application? They have these little games where you check into the places the most, and you become like the mayor or something. So it's just, you know, it's like encouraging you and rewarding you to let yourself be tracked. You know what I mean? And basically all these applications on everything now usually have location settings on. You have to shut them off. You know, that usually comes with any phone you have or any of these websites you use. You know, obviously, and the thing with Facebook, too, is how many times does Facebook try and change their privacy settings and everything and, like, trick you? I mean, legally, they'll put it out there, like, in a notice, so, you know, they got their ass covered. But, you know, let's be realistic. They change things so quick and so often that every once in a while, you're going to forget to change something. You're going to forget to change something, and you know, you're going to have some information out there that you don't want out there. And let's get it straight. The whole mobile Facebook and, you know, uploading your pics and videos, that's just a brilliant idea to way to give you their phone your phone number to them. That's how they get you to register your phone number with them. Think about it. I'm not going out on a limb here. $12.7 million to start Facebook, the second investment he got, okay? $12.7 million to start a website. That's much more than you need to start a website. I know there's some overhead costs. I know they have to pay a few people. Not much, okay? Those people are interns, most of them. you know, you got to have a few servers and stuff like that and a few computers. But really, running a website, even, you know, when it starts to get pretty big, it's not $12.7 million. I mean, that's a pretty big investment up front. You know, that's a little bit extra, if you know what I mean. Take a little extra off the top mark. And I don't know if you guys have seen it. And, you know, some of you people might be, you know, this guy's really going out on a limb here. Well, wait till you see the new timeline. I don't know how many of you have it yet, but it's about to drop, okay? I can't even believe I almost forgot to mention the timeline in all of this. This will really make you really, really understand what I'm talking about. If you don't have the new timeline yet, okay, I've had mine for a few weeks. There was like a little hack you could do to make trick it to make you think you were developing an app for it, and then let you get the timeline ahead of time. Well, what the timeline is now with your profile, okay, it'll show a big picture, whatever you pick to be the cover. Now it's like a book of your life, okay, and this is what it is. On the right, it'll have every year, 2010, 2009, all the way back. It'll even go before you joined Facebook. Like, it'll say you're graduating high school here because you've entered that in Facebook. So if you click 1995, boom, it'll say you graduated this high school or whatever it is, okay? And if you click, I'm just going to go down the rundown real quick. If you click, say, 2009, okay, boom, you see the top stories from 2009. Now, you'll see a bunch of statuses you made, okay? You'll see some of the comments that go with them. You'll see some you'll see all the friends you made in one box. You could click on that. You'll see all the photos you added and when you added them. And, you know, you'll see a couple other random things like activities and likes and stuff like that. But after you do that, you can click another thing that says see all stories from 2009. Then it breaks down into months. And now it goes January, February, March, okay? And you look at a month, and it has all the top stories from the month and not the year now. So now we're getting more specific, right? So you're thinking, wow, this thing really keeps a lot of information on me, right? I mean, this thing really has a lot of stuff. It gets even spookier. Then you go to the bottom of that, and at the bottom, you click on see all stories for January. And what's it do? It opens up the whole month of January. And then it gives you every single status you ever made in January. Every single comment ever made, every action you ever made has been logged by Facebook for years and years and years since you started. Everything has been logged, cataloged, you know, everything's in order. They know everything, okay? And if you're one of those people that puts a little too much out there a lot and doesn't think it's a big deal, well, there are people looking at it. And it is logged and cataloged, and everything is saved. You should know that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you absolutely will in a couple of days. You'll see the new timeline. And it's very intrusive. It really is. I'm using the Google Plus now, and that's let's not fool anybody, okay? It's Google. Google's actually been doing this longer as far as spying on people and everything, okay? I just like a little fresh, little bit of a change. And you can be a little more custom of, you know, who you share content with. It's a little easier to customize that. It's pretty much a breeze when you share. You can, you know, keep certain people in certain circles. So it's good when you don't want to share something with everybody and just your close friends. Or when you want to look at your stream, you don't miss your good friends because you have 700 friends. You just hit friends and you see, you know, you see the friends that are closest to you that you care about. Anyways, the other thing I wanted to say about Facebook was they actually, I don't know if you're aware of this. I wasn't aware of this until somebody mentioned it, or I read an article on it maybe, you know, it was less than a year ago. So I'm thinking a lot of you people might not. They actually run facial recognition on every photo. So let's say you are one of those people that, you know, wants to be anonymous on the internet. And let's see, you go through all the trouble of hiding your IP address. You know, you never have the web browser save any info on you. You register with a fake email. You sign into Facebook. You never put any real information out there. But if there's any pictures that you're tagged in, they're gonna know that that's you. Right away. If you have any pictures that you upload, and your face is in them, those things get scanned. They'll know. They will know it's you. And if you've got nothing to hide, I guess you've got nothing to worry about. But you really want people scanning every picture of you? And I don't know.
knowing that where the roots come from now, I mean, I'd heard rumors about it. You know, I heard people mention it before, but, you know, people say things like, oh, Facebook, that's CIA, blah, blah, blah. It really is. The money from it came from a CIA data mining project. It came directly from the guy that was running that project. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? Truth War, are you back there? Who's back there? Chris?
I'm here, but Truth War is doing the back lines.
Oh, Chris, what do you think about that? Did you know about that?
Yep, I knew some of it.
Pretty crazy stuff, huh?
Yep. But you know what? I won't leave Facebook. Even, you know, there's no point because they can catch you anywhere.
Yeah. Some people, though, some people put everything out there, man. They'll put where they are, when they leave. They'll check in this place, that place. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's why they have this, thing where it's like, check me into places so people will know exactly where you are, everywhere you are.
That's what I was talking about. And they give you rewards, like if you check in the most, you'll be the mayor of that place or something. And then like people are like, oh, I'm the mayor. Well, yeah, well, you just got tracked 364 times this month. Good for you, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
Can you imagine all those accounts out there that, you know, they've just chosen random pics off the internet and making themselves out to be that person?
There's so many.
Warning.
And that's the thing, when you get into a fight with an infiltrator, what they do, and it's happened to me multiple times, is they create an account in my name using my photographs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because your photographs now are on Twitter, are on Google Images. Your real photographs, you know, you just click in your name on Google, type in images, and you're going to see a picture of yourself.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That has been around for some time, Chris. I don't know if you Google my name, you'll actually see that I went up in my name and my family went up in some what do you call it? Some spacecraft up into the stars for a while. I'm talking for real here. Google it.
All right. Okay. The other thing I want to get back to is I want to talk a little bit about the police state tonight in general. I want to go over a lot of things about it. We kind of got off from it for a little bit. The reason I want to is because tomorrow I'm going to have a very special show. I'm going to have a 2-hour show from 11 a.m. until 1 noon. I mean 1 noon. It's usually till noon, till 1 p.m. It's going to be a 2-hour show. I'll still have this show. Just my daytime show is going to be extended by an hour. And I'm going to be revealing some very, very shocking information about September 11th. Most of this information, a lot of people don't know. Even most of the people in the truth movement don't know. And a lot of the people in the truth movement that do know are aggressively trying to censor this. And that's why I wanted to talk about the police state tonight, because the police state is so pertinent and relevant to September 11th, because that's what really kick-started all of it. I want to talk specifically about some of the civil liberties that we have, that we've basically given up, over fake events, over events that were staged or didn't happen or were pulled off by our government, or, you know, things that just didn't, you know, that didn't happen the way we were told, and that's why we're giving up our liberties for security, supposedly. We're not really any more secure. They're just basically using the fear factor on us. Look what's going on at the airports. Are we any more secure? Every time somebody tries to sneak something through one of those tests, they always get it through, okay? The security at the airport isn't any better. All they're doing is harassing, like, grandmothers, making them take off their pee bags, filling up breast cancer patients. I read another one today. This woman, she had breast cancer, and she was actually, you know, she was physically sore. And she had a medical card. She had a medical card that described her condition and, you know, everything that was wrong. And, you know, she cannot be, you know, touched or anything like that. And it had her doctor's information, her doctor's phone number, and doctor's ID, and everything like that on it. And the TSA people, played God again like they like to and said, hey, if we say you don't fly, you don't fly. And that's exactly what they said to her. And, you know, they proceeded to fail her up and, you know, the whole nine yards. And, you know, I heard about a week ago they did that to some beauty queen. I don't know if she was like Miss America or Miss, you know, whatever she was. She said that they fondled her vagina. I mean, is this necessary? We all know who the terrorists are, and it's not us. It's not us.
Brian, can I say, back in 2007, I took my kids on a cultural experience. We went to Hong Kong, then to Italy, and then to the USA. In the USA, we got held up in San Francisco because apparently we took a flight path from San Francisco one way to LA, then, San Francisco to Las Vegas and then to LA with no return. And my whole family, we were put through some triple four star or something or other examination where we had to go. They went through all our stuff. They put it all on the table. My 10-year-old daughter at the time had to go through this machine that she apparently at her age she wasn't supposed to, where it pretty much blew you off. And then we were warned that we were tagged forevermore as Australians because we took that path. And you know, they put us through a lot of stuff, and we nearly lost our flight over it.
All because you took a one-way ticket that they thought was suspicious, that was like a layover flight or something?
Yep.
Oh, that's ridiculous. And what machine are you talking about? They made her go through the X-ray body scanner, the cancer machine?
Yeah, and the one that it like, blows you, it just, like, that's the only way I could explain it. You go in and it like blows you off, you know. It's yeah. Testing for probably explosives and whew.
Wow. Wow, I've never heard of that one. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, so now basically in the other part of...
That was in 2007. You know, also the eye retina scans come in at that time as well.
Yep. That's the one where they scan you and think they can read your temperament and decide if you're thinking about committing a terrorist act, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
I rephrased myself because I went. First of all, I went to the States in 1998, and then in 2004, I think, was the I'm getting tongue-tied.
It's okay. And the other thing is, you went to, where did you say you went to? Hong Kong and somewhere else, and which was the worst police state? The United States was. It wasn't China. It was the United States.
You know what? I went to.
People don't want to fly here.
When I went to Italy, Hong Kong, not a problem. Italy, nothing. There was nothing that we had to go through. But I must say, all the dudes, they were gorgeous too, I must say. But they were all wearing guns. So you
like the men in the uniform, huh?
But, yeah, United States. I don't want to go ever back to the United States. I felt very violated. Even Germany, Germany, a breeze compared to the United States back in this time. I've been to South America. United States is a bitch, and they make you feel like a total alien.
They degrade you on purpose. That's what they do. They humiliate you on purpose. They degrade you. And, you know, what they do is it goes against everything you've ever taught your children. I mean, you tell your children not to ever, ever, ever let strangers touch them in those places. And then you're going to go to the airport and these schmucks are going to feel up your daughter and your son, and they're going to... It's not even about patting you down now. They actually go in your pants. They go in your underwear.
That's what I'm saying, Brian, you know, like, and my 10-year-old daughter was actually picked on in all cases. All cases.
That's going to be heartbreaking to you as the mother. I mean, you're just standing there and you can't even friggin' do anything about it.
No, and how do you explain that to her? How do you explain that to your children? Tell me, how do you explain?
I don't know. And especially knowing what we know and how there's not even a legitimate reason for them to be doing that. I mean, even if what they say happened, it still wouldn't be a legitimate reason enough for doing that in my eyes. And those things are events that they staged to do this and everything. I mean, even the thing that really kickstarted the TSA thing was the underwear bomber. And we talked about that the other night. We're not going to go over all of it again, but the underwear bomber was led on the plane by us. The U.S. government, an agent let him on the plane, okay? And then they had the pat-downs, like, right after. They got the body x-ray scanners in everywhere, and then they started, you know, they started getting these severe pat-downs going. And every time they say they're going to scale it back, they say, we're not going to search kids anymore. You know, we're going to scale it back on children, and they don't.
You know what, Brian, they are not allowed to scan children 10 and under. But you know what, they still did. And they said to us, it's better that she goes with you than be pushed aside and put in a situation where she's not with her family.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And the other thing is they're saving those images. They've gotten caught. The TSA has gotten caught several times saving those scanned images, okay? I mean, that's like child pornography. They have x-ray images of your kids, and they're saving it.
Well, you know what? As an Australian family, I never want to go back to the U.S. again.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't want to. You shouldn't. And you see that, guys? You hear that out there? That's coming from somebody that's not an American, that has an outside point of view. And the airport coming in here was the worst experience she's had. I mean, it was the worst travel experience. They degraded her. They degraded her daughter. And like she said, how do you explain that to your 10-year-old daughter after that? That's okay. You can't tell them. I mean, it's not okay. I mean, how do you explain that to them? And to be a parent and stand there and have to watch that happen to your kids. And it's all over staged events. All over staged events. And people, you know, they incrementally do these things. And so, but if you take a step back, and I just want everybody to take a step back for a second and think of the year, let's say, like, you know, 1997, 1998, you know, a couple years, you know, just think about back then what this country was like. And think about it now and how things have changed. You see military in the street. You see all these machine-gunned people, you know, in the airports with tons of bomb-sniffing dogs intimidating everybody. And, you know, I wanted to talk more about all the civil liberties, like I was saying. And they don't need warrants to spy on you anymore. They don't need basically a warrant for anything. So if, say, there was a rogue group of, like, FBI agents that didn't like you or didn't like the information you were coming out with, say you were a reporter and you did a story on them, they don't even have to go to a judge who might, you know, have some sanity. They don't even have to go to a judge to get a warrant now in this country. They can just come in your home. They can come in your home when you're not there. They can leave. They can plant bugs. They can plant drugs. You know, they can plant weapons. They can do anything. The other thing is they spy on everybody. And long gone are the days where they had to get the two clippers and put them on the phone to tap somebody's phone. They actually have the NSA and other branches actually have whole floors in places like Verizon and AT&T and Comcast and places like that. All they have to do is hit a button on a computer now if they want to tap and record a phone call. I mean, there's no warrants or anything needed. And it's all under this phony guise of terrorism, and that's it. That we allow all of it because of that. And the other thing,
Brian, can I interrupt you? I'm going to say though, in all the shit that we went through in the airports and blah blah with the U.S., we caught a taxi from Anaheim to Mexico, and crossing the Mexico border, both ways, we didn't have to show shit.
Oh, that's because that goes back to the whole thing with we were talking about last night with the guns and everything. They want everything to come across the border. They want the violence at the border. They love the they love the drug war at the border. They don't the whole thing with the border fence and all that's an absolute joke. The other thing I was just going to say though was okay, you're brought up in this country and you're brought up to believe in our legal system. And the things that they've changed since terrorism, basically take the legal system and just throw it out the window. They can now take American citizens, they can kidnap you, they can actually kill you, they can assassinate you. And this is legal now, not illegal. All they have to do is label you a domestic extremist. And the things that fall under domestic extremists are absolutely ridiculous. They consider you to be a right-wing extremist if you are, ready for this, returning veterans, people that have books on the Federal Reserve, people that believe that they are trying to set up a one-world government, people that believe that there are FEMA camps, people that believe Obama is going to try and pass strict gun laws. These are all things that they consider you a right-wing extremist, okay? It's a very broad word, extremist, and the things that they apply to it are absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And what they can do is they can actually take you, and even if they're not going to kill you, they can just take you to what they call a black site. They can take you to a secret prison halfway across the world and just put you there, and nobody will ever hear from you again. And you better believe that there's tons of people they've done this to. You'll have no lawyer, no right to a judge, no right to a jury, and they'll just give you a military tribunal, and then they'll just assassinate you.
And if we get a total new world order in here, then that's exactly what's going to happen to every single one of us.
Exactly, especially people like us, people that are speaking out. I feel like we'll be the first ones that they come knocking on our door to take us to the FEMA camps. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying about I wish I never signed up for Prison Planet like a month ago. I feel like I signed my name up for a FEMA camp.
Well, you know a lot of us will be red tagged. They'll kill the majority of us. The others will try to get to sell out and infiltrate others.
And that's why I'm getting a little nervous. I'm not getting nervous that the world's going to end or anything like that, but I really am getting nervous that they're going to use 2012 to just do absolutely everything. As far as staging an alien event, and they're going to find some way to, put martial law out, or they're going to plant something. They don't let any crisis go wasted. Ever. And even if there isn't a crisis in 2012, there is so much build up to one. I just feel that they have something planned for next year.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, I don't know what that is. I'm thinking it's going to be a false flag, a fake alien attack. You're going to see on TV, you're going to see aliens blowing up cities, or they'll put a hologram of a city and show it wiped out with an alien weapon. It was really just a hologram. You're looking more fake news. The technology is just better and better and better, and it looks more believable. You really got to watch out for that, guys. I mean, it's coming. It's coming.
If you check out the Japanese holograms that they have, where they're able to, put a car
the city
right
by
in
the
front
river,
of you.
Right?
Yeah, you the city, the Godzilla, the T Rex. Rah! Do you see that?
Yeah, they. No, I didn't.
Oh, it looks so real that it would freak you out.
It's crazy. It's crazy, and that's the type of stuff they're going to use. Whether they throw a hologram over a city, or they could easily just tell you that there was an alien attack on a city on the other side of the world and put some fake footage out there. And, now we have a curfew, and now there's this, and now – you know what I mean? It's pretty scary stuff to think that might be coming. Just to think about, what I was saying with the civil liberties and – and what we've lost, what it means to be an American is just not the same anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not the same. I mean, we used to have, that's the other thing I wanted to touch on, is torture, okay? That we used to have this really high moral, and that used to be something. I remember my mother used to say it to me, oh, well, at least we don't torture like those other countries, and we have a legal system that blah, 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 blah. Well, you can throw all that out the window, okay? And,
Brian, I'm going to shove bamboo shoots off your fingernails right now.
Why?
Because I can.
Oh, all right. Just threatened to torture me. I thought you were like going to tell me something else. I'm like waiting for like. duh. Yeah, the other thing about the torture, not only are we torturing people, okay? Think about this. If now, as most of us here know, and as I hope most of you out there listening know, and you will know, especially after tomorrow, that a lot of these events, you know, they're all staged. So these people that they have in Guantanamo and these other places, they're not guilty of anything. What are they guilty of? They didn't do these crimes that they're accused of doing because we're the ones running the terrorists, so they're obviously not going to roll over and rat. There's nobody to rat out except for our government. So
yep.
They're going to keep torturing them endlessly. You understand? They're just going to torture them and torture them because they're never going to give them good information because what information are they going to give? We work for your boss? I mean, that's the only thing they can really say if they're going to be truthful.
I mean, the people out there should check out Taxi to the Dark Side if they want to see what they really do to people in Guantanamo Bay.
What is it called? Taxi to the Dark Side?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. You know what? I'm going to watch that tonight because I've been wanting to see some stuff about that. I haven't seen anything
Can you drop the link, babe?
Yeah, it's very hardcore. The soldiers there tell you what Dick Cheney and George Bush told the soldiers to do to the so-called terrorists.
Did you see this thing in Canada with Dick Cheney? He was just up there for a book signing, and all these Canadians gathered outside, and they were really making a big ruckus and calling him a war criminal and all this.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I saw a video for that today. I wish I had it ready. I would play it for you guys, but they were actually getting pretty vulgar with him too. They went in there to suck some. I was like, wow. But yeah, I mean. That's the thing that gets me too. Is it takes Canadians to stick up for us, and nothing against Canadians. I love Canadians, but why do they stick it up for us? Why could we stick up for ourselves, man? You know what I mean? Why does it have to be our neighbors sticking up for us? We should be doing this when Dick Cheney's around. People should be educated about this stuff. People have no idea. Dick Cheney is is he a war criminal? That guy is evil. When they call him Darth Vader, it's not just because he's part put together with machine. It's because he is the epitome of the dark side. That guy is as much responsible as any of these things that happened over Bush's presidency as anything. If anything, he was the architect of a lot of these things. Do you agree with that, Chris? Think I lost him? Can you hear me in the studio? No?
He's on the phone, mate.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, we're sorry out there. Producer took a somebody must have called in. Oh, I forgot to give out the number too. Let me give out the number to the station. If you guys want to call in, we are taking phone calls. The phones are up, or you can use the Skype to call in. The phone number is 772-905-3018. I have to get in the habit of remembering that and remembering to get that out. I keep forgetting, you know, this is talk radio. We do want you guys to call in. You guys don't have to call about anything I'm talking about. You know, it would be nice because, you know, it would be on topic. But if you want to bring up anything at all, we'll talk about it. If you want to call me out on something, if you think I'm way off base and you have an intelligent discussion, intelligent argument against it, we'd love to hear it. We don't screen any calls. We'll put anybody right through. The phone number is 772-905-3018. Or again, you can Skype us, or you can actually click the little Skype button on the website if you have it like installed on your browser already and just have your computer call us. You can do that also. One more time, that's 772-905-3018. I haven't taken any calls yet. This is I think the phone system actually just went up yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Ronnie, have you taken any calls on any of your shows?
No, I've only done one show, and that was, you know, like, gosh, we were just starting, and it was a total balls up, but we got through it, and we talked about e-cigarettes, and it kind of was cut off prior to its duration, but, you know, I think we're all coming and working as a team now and supporting each other, and you know, it's becoming a wonderful, wonderful experience, and all the listeners out there, I think it's becoming a situation where we're expanding, and a lot of good things are happening, and there's going to be a lot of good shows like yourself, Brian, and Chris and Justin and all the hosts are bringing forth some wonderful guests, and you know, stay tuned and please start participating. Please start calling in.
Yes, guys, please call in. We want to talk to you guys, and if you guys have some things out there that we're not talking about, we are absolutely not like some of these so-called alternative media out there. There is nothing that is taboo here. I mean, you could talk about anything. We want the truth for everything, about everything. We're done being lied to, whether it's, you know, whether it's terrorism, whether it's our health, you know, like what we put in our body, the medicine we take, whether it's suppressed technologies they're not telling us about, whether it's, you know, different planets in the solar system. I mean, we just want the truth about everything. Is that much to ask? This world is such a fascinating place. If you just turn off the TV for a couple hours a day and find out what's really going on, you can't, you know.
In actual fact, I'm going to go one step ahead and say throw out your TV, because you're going to learn a lot more here on and with the internet than you'll ever learn on the television, because it is so conditioned. And if you want to live a socially conditioned life, go for it and be a
plan. It's true, Ronnie. It's true. The TV is really, 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 it's really to dumb you down. I mean, it's there for a reason. All those programs are there for a reason. And as far as getting factual content on TV, it's almost non-existent. I mean, the whole news is a farce. The only real stuff you see on there a lot is, like, you know, your local stories. If a guy down the street got shot or the variety store got robbed, I mean, obviously that's real, you know. But most of it, I mean, most of it is just all to push an opinion or an agenda one way.
Yeah, it's controlled severely, and you know what? A lot of stories are put forth to the mainstream media, and they're denied because, you know, of viewer content, or, you know, they are regulating us, and they regulate us on the internet. And, you know, that's something I also am going to talk about in my show, is the internet censorship between yep. country to country, and what I've seen, you know, being IT for 30 years now, and I've pretty much spent a huge part of my life on the internet, and the changes I've seen are absolutely dictating and appalling.
Yes, they are. And what they're trying to do is, they, you know, they are trying to take over, you know, take it even a step, you know, a big step further. At least in the United States, you know, they have a bill where they want to have an internet kill switch like Egypt. But besides just that, being the farthest extreme, they want to have everybody needs a government ID to log in. And what that means is, if you need a government ID to log in, there is no such thing as posting anonymously on the internet. If you have to log in with a government ID, it is always going to come back to you. I mean, it's basically the end of free speech. And there will be suspensions. They'll be able to, you know, they'll be able to actually suspend you from the internet as a whole. Businesses that don't comply and join this, you know, Internet 2, as they're calling it for now, it'll basically be like a graveyard out there. You won't be able to make any financial transactions or anything like that. I don't know how good
they've been doing this. You know, they signed all this situation back in, I don't know, probably around 2004 or earlier. All the ISPs have made that agreement that they will pursue a genre type of situation similar to, I don't know, your pay TV, where you actually subscribe to a certain type of genre. Yeah, anything outside of that, you're not going to be privy to.
Yeah, and the other thing that they're also doing that they kind of snuck in there that a lot of people might not be aware of is how many of you out there, well, I can't hear you, but obviously a lot of you out there, when you, you know, you like to delete the cookies and the history on your web browser, well, now Comcast and some of the other big web providers are actually storing that information for 6 months mandatory. So every website you ever went to, everything you looked at on the internet, everything you downloaded, it's all being saved and logged by your internet service provider now for months and months and months on end.
That's a lot to do with marketing, though, I must say, because you know, a lot of businesses out there have found that the internet now is a good source of marketing. So you know, they will take details, and I mean, how many spam mails do we get on a daily basis for marketing?
Oh my God, my inbox is just absolutely full. I mean, that's why I don't have like notifications on my phone for my email, because it would just go off all day with spam. You know what I mean? My inbox is just absolute. At one point, I had to set up a new email address just because of that. I had to start from scratch because I just had too much spam. But I don't want them saving my web history and stuff. I don't want somebody looking at the sites I look at, because they consider the things we look at, you know, extremism. Or
what if you have a bad day? You know, Brian, you have a bad day. You're pissed off, and sometimes, you know, you just want to vent on Facebook. And you're having a real bad day, you say something maybe you shouldn't, and then 6 months down the line, somebody can pull that up and say, look, you're a fucking lunatic or something.
Oh, they have that. You can actually, yeah, you can even download it.
Yeah, and what if you have a bloody horny day and just start looking at some stuff you shouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They have no right. These people have no right. Yeah, it's such an invasion of privacy. And it's all been, like, you know, like I said, it's been in the last 10 years. It's been... And I feel, you know, 9/11 doesn't just affect us guys. The things that this country does around the world, it affects everybody. It's a worldwide thing. It affects us a lot more, but it affects everybody else too. We're pretty much out of time.
As I was saying, Brian, you know, that 9/11 thing, you know, when I took my family for a visit to your country. You know, that was put in our face big time, and, you know, it was all over 9/11.
Yep, and it's all over nothing. This country saw that we have too many rights. They want to take our rights away. They want to flex their imperial muscle overseas, take people's resources. So they staged an event that basically gave them the justification to go ahead and do all those things, all with one event. Boom, so many agendas served. So many agendas served at one. And, you know, we're out of time tonight. But listen, tune in tomorrow for tomorrow night's show also. But tomorrow during the day, 11 to 1, that's a two-hour show around lunchtime, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'm doing a special 9/11 show where you're going to hear some things that you have not seen in any of the 9/11 documentaries, you haven't seen on 99% of the websites out there. And if you're a serious 9/11 researcher, this information is going to shake your ground totally. You're going to have to start everything over, but you'll be able to answer all those unanswered questions of 9/11 with this one answer. I'm going to give you that solution tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow to the Wake Up Call. I want to say thank you to Ronnie for chiming in. Thank you for Chris Freedom Flowers, Truth War, everybody else at the station. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I'm out.
Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak sells, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak sells, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with feet. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 4-4 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, laughing, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face it beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all.
can't stop the war. Whether rock or roar, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour. You know what block I'm on, Glock and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord, stab this on. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Just know who I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free. To the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free. Black Friday management and rocks the label. And I still hit you with shots that's fatal. Yeah. That best can't say you. I had a dot look. Open you up from chest to navel. See my face on cable and have flashbacks of that cold table in them. I dare you, I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound. At the hospital, by the cops guard in your room. You got to see what I've seen, look where I've looked, touch what I've reached, to take what I took. You got to go where I've gone, walk where I've walked, to get where I'm at, to speak what I talk. You got to lay where I've laid, stay where I've stayed, play where I've played, to make what I made. You got to move what I move, use what I use, use tools how I use fools how I use. The truth, every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free.